Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
In ancient times, there was a selfish ruler who had a great and glorious palace. However, he and his wife always wanted everything good and valuable for themselves. One day, the king decided to go hunting. Therefore, the minister and a number of soldiers accompanied him. A short distance from the palace, they reached a large and beautiful garden. All the trees in the garden were green and full of fruit. Through that garden, clear streams flowed, and springs of water flowed beautifully around the meadow. "I want this garden," the king said to his minister. "Be sure to buy it for me." The minister quickly found the owner of the garden and told him what the king wanted. "I built this garden with the help of my wife and children. We have worked hard for many years. We will not sell it." When the king heard this, he didn't hunt and returned to the palace in sorrow. The king's wife, aware of this incident, laughed and said sarcastically, "How can you not get a small worthless farm from a peasant while you're the king?" The king said, "The old man will not sell his garden." The minister said, "Your Majesty, if you give the order, I will arrest this farmer who dares to disobey you." The king agreed, and an hour later, the king's soldiers arrested and killed the farmer. The next day, the farmer's wife and children were evicted from the farm, and the king and queen took over the garden. At that time, an old man named Idris lived among the people. Idris was a prophet, and he was the first to teach people how to sew and knit. He also taught people how to build strong homes and how to live. As a result, many people believed in Prophet Idris and respected him and his words. When the king killed the farmer, the people asked Prophet Idris to take back the farmer's garden and give it back to his family. Prophet Idris was saddened to hear the story of the poor farmer and asked God to help him. God revealed to him, "Go to the king's palace and tell him that you will soon be punished for the oppression you have committed." Prophet Idris went to the king's palace. When the king heard his words, he became angry and shouted, "I am the king, and no power can destroy me." He then ordered his soldiers to drive Prophet Idris out of his palace. The king's wife said, "If I were you, I would have ordered my soldiers to kill Idris right now." The king said, "On what pretext should I order that he be killed? People love him very much. They may attack the palace." "Tell the truth. Idris has threatened you in your palace. This is the best excuse," said the king's wife. The king thought a little. He then ordered his soldiers to go and kill Idris. The news reached Prophet Idris much earlier than the soldiers. Prophet Idris immediately left the city and hid in a cave. The king's soldiers could not find him. The following year, there was a drought and people were starving. The new king, who wanted to be popular, decided to go to Prophet Idris with the people. The king and many others found Prophet Idris and asked him to save them from drought and poverty. Seeing their remorse, Prophet Idris prayed and asked God to save them from drought. Soon it started raining, and all the trees were green again, and people believed in him more than ever, and he came back to the city. Prophet Idris lived among the people for many years and taught them important things such as reading and writing, and he's one of the few prophets who is still alive to this day.